Andy Warhol was in the news this last week. The eccentric artist who said years ago, in the future, everyone will be world famous for 15 minutes, was this last week famous for another 15 minutes. I don't know if you heard about this, but one of his paintings sold by Sotheby's. It was sold at an auction by an anonymous phone bidder. Now, for those of you who get a little scary, you might want to just close your eyes, but I'm going to show you the painting that Andy Warhol painted that sold at Sotheby's this week. It's one of his six self-portraits. It's 9 feet by 9 feet. It's acrylic silk screen ink on canvas. It was a painting that was painted in 1986. It's from his final series of self-portraits, widely acknowledged as the most important of his career. The estimate for the sale of the painting was $10 million to $15 million. But the anonymous phone bidder last Thursday, 3 or 4 days ago, paid $32.6 million for this painting. Now, folks, I don't know that much about art, okay? I'm not a big art person. But I'm assuming that the materials to make that silkscreen acrylic on canvas painting could have cost more than a couple hundred dollars. And it probably didn't take him that long to make the painting. And yet today, it is worth $32.6 million. You've got to be kidding me. What is it that takes just a few hundred dollars of materials and turns it into something that is so valuable? Think about that. Think about this. A Japanese team has done some research on the human body. Do you know how much the chemicals in the human body are worth if you break it down to its components? $4.50. Mostly water, some oxygen, some other components. You break it down to its core components, and on today's London stock market, it's worth about $4.50. And yet, you and I both know that we are so much more valuable than that. What is it that takes some raw materials that just don't seem to be much of anything, and you create something, and all of a sudden they are almost priceless? They're like Andy Warhol. Good, you took that off. Andy Warhol. $32.6 million for a painting. What is it that makes something so valuable? What is it that makes you so valuable? The answer to that question, actually, Paul talks about today. And we're going to talk about it this morning because you are valuable. We're going to start right there in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. And I want you to just listen to this. I want to go down to verse 10 really quickly. Because in verse 10, Paul sums up the whole thing. He says, "For we are God's workmanship." You and I are God's workmanship. Now, the word for workmanship here is not used anywhere else in the whole New Testament. It's the Greek word poema, which is where we get the word poem or poetry. Some people translate this workmanship as poetry, magnum opus. It's a masterpiece. Did you know that you're God's masterpiece? And God is working in your life. And what is it about God's work in your life that makes you a masterpiece? That's what the whole purpose of chapter 2, verses 1 through 10 is. Because if you talk to any paint historian or any painter or anybody who is an aficionado of art, which I'm not necessarily, but if you look this up, there's actually three things that make art valuable, that takes seemingly insignificant materials at a low cost and adds something, and all of a sudden they become priceless. And the first one is this. What makes art valuable is that it brings something to life. It takes an image of something, and it actually brings it to life. One of the greatest artists that I know that can do this is actually a strange artist, but every time I look at his artwork, I'm just absolutely amazed. His name is Julian Beaver, and his canvas is the sidewalk. And I got a couple pictures of Julian Beaver's artwork this is, it's in 3D. Now, believe it or not, if you look at a 3D painting from a certain perspective, you see an image that is absolutely amazing and it just pops out at you. That is actually painted onto the sidewalk. Is that amazing? Or the next one, a Sony computer. By the way, Coca-Cola and Sony are sponsoring our sermon this morning. So we better hope they pay up. This is a Sony computer. Look at that. But it is painted on the sidewalk itself. The first thing about art is that it takes something and brings it to life. You see, and you as God's work have been brought to life. Listen to what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sin, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of the world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work and those who are disobedient. All of us lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our own sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. Basically, at one time, you were dead. But the master artist came into your life and did what? Beginning in verse 4, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms with Jesus Christ. The great potter, the great creator of the sky came down and created you and gave you life and took your $4.50 worth of materials and gave you life. And it's not only a physical life, but it's a spiritual life because you were dead in your transgressions and your sins, but Jesus Christ came into this world and he lived a perfect life and he washed away your sins and he's given you the opportunity to live a new life complete in him. And it's a brand new life and it's one that just pops out at you because the master creator came down and gave you life. But it is not just life that makes a painting special, because a lot of paintings bring things to life. There's something else that's going on. There's an art historian. His name is Tim Seward. And he wrote an article called What Makes Art Valuable? You see, there's something else about art that makes it valuable. Listen to this. It is a truly wonderful thing to be touched by a piece of art in a gallery. Whenever I have found myself slowly being drawn into the painting, I immediately want to verbalize what I'm receiving. I might want to shout or to laugh loudly, but more likely I would want to put down in writing a description of what I'm seeing, what I'm feeling, and what kind of inspiration I might begin to cultivate, and what intention I might want to start getting in motion. You see, to be a truly great work of art, the artwork interacts with the person viewing the art. And the person that views the art, they see it and their life is changed. There's something about that artwork that comes into their soul and it changes them and it motivates them to do something. It motivates them to change, to be something new. And that's really the mark of true art, is when artwork comes in and motivates somebody to change. And see, that's what God is saying about you and I. He's saying you and I are his handiwork. But it's more than just that. In verse 10, he says what? In verse 10, he says, for we are God's workmanship, his poetry, his magnum opus, created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. You see, the Heavenly Father is working in your life, and he is giving you the good works that he wants you to do. And when you do those good works, you are fulfilling his purpose as a creator. When you do those things that he wants you to do, you are becoming a very important masterpiece that he is working on. It's like he's the potter and you're the clay and he's molding you. And he wants to bend you and shape you and take you through your life and through your works and make a masterpiece. You see, that's what God is doing here at Christ Lutheran Vale. Think about it. He's taken all of us, And we all come from different walks of life and different parts of the world, and for some reason, he's brought us here at this moment in Christ Lutheran Vale, and he wants to make a masterpiece in us. It is my prayer over this next week, and as we come next week to our Commitment Sunday, that you would interact with God and pray, God, show me what it is that I can do in my life so that I can be the masterpiece that you want me to be, so the Christ Lutheran Vale can be the masterpiece that you want it to be. And it's not an easy thing, because basically what it's saying is that it's not going to be your will, but it's going to be God's will. It's like he says in the Lord's Prayer, Lord, not thy will, or not my will be done, but thy will be done. He wants you to do the good works in your life that'll make this church, this congregation, this world take notice of the work that he's done here. He wants you to be a masterpiece. And folks, I know it's not easy. It's going to take a commitment. It's going to take you stepping up to the plate. But here's what I know for sure. Some of you have been to the communication events, and you've heard a little bit of this, and I won't go into it. If you haven't heard the story, come to the communication event. But about 9 years ago, I felt God's call in my life to leave my home, my church, my community, and to move to a different place and to take on something totally different. And it was going to take sacrifice and commitment, and I fought it, but finally I said, okay, Lord, if this is truly what you want me to do, then I'm going to go into the seminary, and I'm going to go to St. Louis, and I'm going to go do it. And I remember telling my wife, I said, I think God's calling me to the seminary. And her response was, it's about time. She knew I'd been struggling with it a long time. You see, you can't fight God. And yes, it took sacrifice, and yes, it meant stepping up to the plate and doing that, but I want to tell you this. God took care of our family. God took care of me. He took care of our finances. He took care of my kids. He put an umbrella over them, and he blessed us. It was the greatest adventure going to the seminary. You talk to my kids today, they're going to say, that was the greatest adventure we ever went on, to go off and live in St. Louis for all those years while you went to seminary. You know, it seems like, you know, you go back and you say, it seemed like such a sacrifice. It seems like such a bold statement, but such a bold commitment. But, you know, looking back at it, it was the greatest thing I ever did. And the greatest thing about it was that my relationship with God got real deep. Real deep. And that's what happens when you step up to the plate, when you take the sacrifice, where you go in the path that God's wanting you to do. Your relationship with God gets really deep. And it is profoundly wonderful. And it is fulfilling. It is the greatest joy you'll ever have in your life. And my prayer is, through this capital campaign, is that when you step up to the plate, when you make that sacrifice for your family, and you be a part of this group, this organization called Christ Lutheran Vale, an amazing portrait that God's producing here, that you will be blessed, that you will see God's overflowing blessings in your life. This is a great, great congregation. We have so many wonderful ministries going on, MOPS and Angel Food and VBS and Trunk or Treat, ways that we're reaching out into the community, and people are taking a notice of that artwork. I remember someone coming up to me recently and saying, you know, she had a neighbor. She'd been coming to, she came to the VBS, and the neighbor made the comment. She said, you know, I don't know of a single church in Vail that is doing so much and so actively involved in the community as your church is. Think about it. We're already beginning to see the masterpiece that God's creating for Christ Lutheran Vail. We're already beginning to see what God is doing in our community. This is a great painting. It's a great masterpiece. And God is calling you to do the good works that he's called you to do. Now that takes the $4.50 and makes it a masterpiece. But even that doesn't necessarily always create the painting that you saw that just sold for $32.6 million. Imagine if next week, in the basement of some art studio in France, they were mucking around, and pretty soon they come up with a Rembrandt or a Monet or a Van Gogh that had never been seen before. And they put that up for auction. Do you think it would sell? Would it matter what's on the painting? Would it sell? Absolutely not. And why would it sell? Because it really has nothing to do about the artwork itself, does it? It has to do with the artist. It has to do with the artist. Listen to this. Verse 10 again. I love this. For we are God's workmanship. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. The artist of your life is the creator of the heaven and the earth. And if you look and see all the beauty of this earth, the Grand Canyon, the lilies of the field, the Niagara Falls, Cienega Creek, if you've ever been there, it's absolutely stunningly beautiful. You look at the beauty that God created, you know the power of the creator of the universe. And you know what? That same God is creating us. And because it's him, and because of the authority and the reputation of that artist, we are a masterpiece, no matter what we look like. Because God has redeemed us through his son, Jesus Christ, and he's bought and purchased us, and each one of us are part of a masterpiece that he's working on and that he controls. And it's beautiful because he did it. That makes a true, wonderful, invaluable painting. You take the Andy Warhol painting, it's nothing compared to what God can do and what God is doing. You know, someday you and I are going to leave this world and all the materials that make up our body are going to go back into the grave. It's going to be worth about $4.50. And the only thing that will remain in your life is the good works that you did for this life. And when God raises you up on the last day, you will have an eternity looking at all the things and all the ways that you did things that God was directing your life. And that's a great thing. It is my prayer that you get deep with God, that you come to grips with what he'd like to do in this world. But know this, you are already a great painting because he bought and purchased you with his son, Jesus. In his name, amen.